Okay, good vach rabosai, freilich and chanukah. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Aleph. And if you've been tired of the Tumah and Taharah sugyas that we've been doing for the past week, so I have good news. We are going back to Hilchos Pesach, but not before we finish up over here. So the last thing we had mentioned is that we were discussing the case where you have two barrels, one on top of the other. The top barrel is Truma, and the bottom barrel is Chulin, that is Tameh. And the question is, the top barrel is leaking, and there's a potential to lose the Truma, because obviously when Truma becomes Tameh, you cannot use it anymore, you have to burn it, and you're also going to lose the Chulin that's underneath the bottom barrel, in the bottom barrel, because that's going to be a Suffolk, you know, Truma, it's going to be a mixture of Truma, and if you have a Suffolk, a Truma, a mixture over there, between Truma and Chulin, if it's Tameh, then you got to throw out the whole thing. So you're faced with a real serious potential loss over here. And we'd said there was a difference between whether the barrels are holding wine as opposed to oil. In terms of the wine, so again, Rabbi Yeshua had said you can save some of the wine, of the Truma that's dripping into the bottom barrel by catching it with a Tameh Kli, even though you're being Metameh, the Truma Biadayim, actively. But by the oil, so then he did not say that it was mutter. We said the difference was because you're faced with a big loss. That by the wine, so you're going to lose the entire barrel. By the oil, okay, worst case scenario, it's tameh, and you have to burn it, but then you can still burn it, you know, use it for lighting oil and stuff like that, right? Hanukkah, whatever. You can still use it for, you know, burning lamps and stuff like that. So in that case, he would not allow you, because there's no hefzid merubah, there's no big loss, he would not allow you to be a metameh, the Truma, actively. So we said, what's the difference between oil and wine? Where you could still use wine that has, you know, become Tameh, the Truma and Chulin mixture that you cannot drink, but could you still use it for as perfume? So so we had mentioned that, so the Gemara had said, so it must be that the case is where the wine is new. And you're not going to use new wine for perfume to smell, you know, smell up the room nice. It's only old wine. So then the Gemara said, and this long lead-in will lead to this exact point that the Gemara is about to discuss. Then the Gemara said, so okay, if it's fresh new wine, so why don't you just leave it, right? Leave it there for 5 years, and then it'll be old wine, and then you can sprinkle it. So the Gemara had a line that said, "Asi bay lidei takala," because it may come to a mistake. A takala literally means something that's broken. Nowadays, right? They use that in normal Hebrew conversation. A takala is like, say, the internet is out, so there's a takala, the phone is dead, takala. Anyway, so they may come to a mistake. You may come to drink it. Right? You know, things may go bad, right? Not that the wine will go bad, but you may make a mistake and you have a problem. A takala, that you may come to drink the wine if it's just sitting around. So now the Gemara says, finally, with four lines up on the bottom of Chaf Amidbeis, v'takala atzma tanayi. This whole thing, if we're concerned, right, whether something will happen if you leave stuff lying around, that you may come to consume it, and you come to obviously violate an issur, eating tameh truma is big stuff, bad news. So that whole concept, if we're concerned for atzakala, is a machlokes tanayim. The tanya, like we learned in our brisa, chavis shel yayin shel truma shenitme. So again, if you have a barrel of wine that's truma and it's tameh, so beshame omrim tishboch chaval, and this means you should spill all of it out, right, the entire thing. Meaning we don't want you to have that lying around. Beshel omrim tasa zilu, if you can use it. To sprinkle, right, again, to use it as this, so they would sprinkle it around and use it as perfume to, you know, air fresheners or aromatics, etc. So we see that we'll see in a second, but theoretically, Beishamai is concerned that people may come to drink it. Beis Hillel is not. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ani Achria. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, I will determine that, meaning I will, Achria is to determine the machlokas. I'm going to cast a deciding vote. And the machlokas is like this: basadeh tishboch chevel. And if it's in the field, you have this barrel in the field, then you just spill it all out. Right? You're not going to come to sprinkle in the field, right? Rashi says in mizalfin basadeh, nobody sprinkles to make the field smell nice, right? So then, you know, there's no sprinkling you're going to be doing. So you're just going to throw it out. You can spill it out. And there's no issue because we don't want to have a problem over there, right? If you just finish Rashi, right? And according to Rabbi Yishmael, why don't we tell you, okay, so bring it into the house and sprinkle it around? Because on the way in from the field to the house, you may come to drink some of it. So you see, it's not only that it's, you're waiting around for 5 years, even a short, a few hours, you may come to be a takalang, and that's Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So again, he says that in the field, you have to spill out all of it, but like Beis Shammai, and Babayis in the house, Tasas Ziluf, then you can sprinkle. And that's like Beis Hillel. So he makes a split, field and house. Igad Amri, some people say, no, that the split that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi made was B'chodesh Tishbo, Chevel, and B'yoshin Taseh Ziluf. That if you have new wine, then you should spill it all out. And then if it's old wine, then you can sprinkle it. So Amrulo, so they said to him, Ein Hachras Shlishis Machras. That this third opinion, when Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he started his statement by saying, I'm going to decide between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never mentioned anything about old wine, new wine, a field, a house. Right? You're just inserting new logic here. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's Shlishisi. This is not a determining opinion. This is a third opinion, a different opinion. That has nothing to do with Shabbos Shami Beis Hillel. Again, I'm in Rashi. Lo his kiru legalos datam dinui chashim l'takana klal. They didn't mention anything about takala, and they made. And I'm just paraphrasing Rashi. They made no distinction between the field and the house. Right? Again, nobody mentioned that at all. Vata bala achriya v'lomer b'bayis k'beis hillel v'sadei Beis Shami have achra. And you're coming to say you'll determine the machlokas, and this is when each shita applies. We didn't mention any of this stuff. It must be that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have some other logic to their machlokes. Interesting that the Gemara doesn't say, okay, what's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It doesn't go on and explain that. Neither does Rashi. But it must be some other machlokes here. It's not your machlokes at all. I mean, it's not Rabbi Shmuel. You're saying that whether they're concerned about Tarkala or not, that's the machlokes. They never mention the field or the new wine or the old wine or the house, etc. So it can't be. So it says, and Rashi says the last line, Rabbi Shmuel chayish l'takala v'hainu tanoi. That's the machlokes tanoim. That Rabbi Shmuel is concerned for takala, that you may come to drink it. And this amrulo, they said to him, the tanoim said to him, this is not the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, because neither of them are concerned for takala, for a mistake that people may come to drink it. Okay, so that's the machlokes tanoim. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Machlokes, now this is not the machlokes we just quoted right now, right? Rashi explains that Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shanafla, Lefachos, Memea, Chulin, etc., etc. This machlokes we've been talking about the entire time, but the two barrels, not the entire time, but recently, with the two barrels, one on top of the other, right? Again, Truma, that's Tamei, falling into Truma, that's Tahor, falling into Chulin, that's Tamei. This whole machlokes, it didn't clarify up until now, but this machlokes is, back in the Gemara, Shenafla lefachos mimea sa chulin tamein. As long as if the bottom barrel has less than 100 times the upper barrel. Meaning, we're familiar with the concept of bittel. Usually by kasher's cases, that people are familiar with the phrase batal b'shishim. If a little bit of milk falls in the chicken soup, so if there's 60 parts chicken soup to the one part milk, so then the milk is batal and the soup is kosher. Right? And there's also sometimes you have bittel barov. Right? Okay, if you have two pieces of meat that are kosher and one piece of meat that is treif, right? Sometimes we'll say bittel barov that it is batal and you're allowed to eat at least, according to most opinions, at least two pieces of the meat. Okay, either way, because there's a rove there, etc. So the number by truma is 100. That has to be 101. If you have some truma that you have a truma that went into a mixture, right? And you're not sure right how much there is, etc., etc. Truma is batel in 100. So if the bottom barrel of chulin had 100 times the amount of truma that's falling in, right, so then it is batel. So this whole machlokes is if the truma is not going to be batel in the chulin. That if you have less than 100 times chulin to the truma that's falling in, aval nafal lemea chulin. But if it fell into 100, so then lemea chulin tmeyan. If it fell into 100 pieces parts of chulin, right, meaning there's enough volume in the barrel underneath. Right, it's a much bigger barrel. It's a little tiny jug and a huge barrel underneath. It's 100 times the jug. Then everybody agrees you should just let the truma drip inside, because then you're not going to lose the what's it called? Then you're not going to lose the bottom. There's no loss here for the chulin because it's going to be batel. Meaning it would be tame, right? Again, it'll be tame, but then you can drink it, right? Because the truma is batel, right? You don't have to, there's no problem with the truma messing up the whole mixture. Tanya mihachi, we also learned in a braisa. Again, and then just teri v'titame v'alti yitzmeh b'yad, and then there's no reason for you to actively be metame the chulin because it's not going to cause you a significant loss. Tanya mihachi, we also learned in a braisa. Chavish shenishbura b'gata elyona, again, if the barrel broke, the top barrel broke. Tachtona mea chulin to man, if they have 100 times in the bottom barrel, so then moder Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yachol, Atzim, Men, and Revius, Petara, Yatel, Vimla, Teri, Vititam, Evi, Ali, Tmer, Beyat. Right again, it's, he's mode, Rabbi Eliezer is mode, it's Rabbi Yeshua, that you should leave it and not actively be metame it. So the Gemara says, Hi, mode, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Right, one second. Rabbi Eliezer is mode to Rabbi Yeshua. Right, if you remember, what were the shitas? Right, the shita should be reversed. Right, meaning Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was saying that you could, he was more mako, right? That you could save some of it if you could biyad, you could be metame biyad if you're going to lose the bottom barrel. Rabbi Eliezer said you can never actively be metame the truma. So why would Rabbi Eliezer be moded to Rabbi Yeshua that you don't do anything? Right, it should be the other way around. That Rabbi Yeshua should be moded to Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Gemara saying. Moded Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer be boyle. That should be the reverse. Amar Rav, so Rav says, yeah, epoch, yeah, just switch it around, no big deal. Rav Huna braid Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rav Huna, he says, no, olam loti buch, no, you don't need to switch around because achem mayaskinan beklisha tocho tahor begabotame. That we're dealing with, what are you catching this truma in? The case here is where you're catching it with a utensil, a kli, and the inside is tahor. And the outside is Tame. Right? And Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that if you can get it in this, even in this Kli, right? Even in this Kli where the inside is Tahor, right? Again, and we're not nervous. Well, I guess what the Gemara will say. Ma'u detema, you might have thought, Nigzar, Delma, Anaga, Gaba, Vatruma, that you might have thought that we should be Gozer, that you shouldn't catch the Truma in that type of Kli, because the Truma may touch the outside of a Kli, right? Kalim are not necessarily, right? The inside and the outside sometimes in certain Kalim are not necessarily one and the same, right? It's not just because the outside is Tame, the inside is Tame as well. It's not always true like that. So when we learn Mishnayos and Kalim, etc., so this stuff comes up. But either way, so you might have thought that you should be gozer, that if you catch the truma in a kli that's tahor on the inside, tell me on the outside, that the truma may touch the outside and not only the inside. So therefore, kamash malan. So he comes to teach me that Rabbi Eliezer is modus Rabbi Yeshua, that is a kli that you can use theoretically. And that meaning that, yeah, you're allowed to use that according to Rabbi Yeshua for sure, and Rabbi Eliezer is moda in that case, that you should, you are allowed to be mekabel the truma in that scenario. Okay, I mean, in a case where there's less than 100 times of the chulin as opposed to the truma. Okay, hadron alach orlar basar. That's the end of the first parak of Psachim, with a bang, if you will. And now we get back to Hilchos Pesach, and specifically still Erev Pesach. So again, if you remember, the Masechta started with Orlar Basar, right? Again, doing Bedikas Chametz, we moved on to the times, right? Again, to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the structure of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir said, up and through the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and then the sixth hour, you burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says, up through the fourth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and the fifth hour, it's tolled, it's suspended, you're allowed to give it to your animals. And Rabbi Meir, and then in the sixth hour, you burn it. And if you remember Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, which is also going to come up now, soon, is that through the fifth hour you're allowed to, truma is allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim, etc., etc. But and then he agrees with the other structure of Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, so let's go into the Mishnah and we'll see. Mitzvah Shem, hopefully this will be a little bit easier than the Tumen Taras, I guess. Okay, Kol Shosh and Mutter Lechol, any time, any hour that it's Mutter to eat chametz, machal, behema, you're allowed to give it to your animals, to their domesticated animals, lachaya, to the wild animals, ulovos, and to the birds. Umochal, anachru, you're also allowed to sell it to a goy, umutr ba'ana, so it's mutr ba'ana. And the Gemara will obviously say, well, duh, obviously, it's mutr, right? Why do you have to specify these things? Avarzmano, after the time is over, right, meaning when it's passed, so then asr ba'ana, so you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. Velo yasik bo tanur v'chirayim, you're not even allowed to use it to fuel your oven and your stove. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein bir chametz al sreifa. Again, we saw this before. Rabbi Yehuda says you must burn the chametz. That's the only way to do beer. Excuse me, Omrim af mefar vizora leruach or matuliyam. You can even throw it and have the wind disperse it or throw it into the sea, etc., etc. That is fine. Gemara asks like this: Kol shosh shemutr lechol machil. Right, anytime when it's mutter to eat, you're allowed to feed it to your animals. Ha kol shosh einu mutter lechol einu machil. Right, that implies that if anytime it's not mutter to eat, so then you're not allowed to feed to your animals. Lema masnisin tlo Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda ha ika chamesh deinu ochel umachil. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, right, what was Rabbi Yehuda's structure? Again, you can eat chametz, everything is mutter through the fourth hour. The fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat, but you also don't burn and you're allowed to feed your animals. And that's the point that the Mishnah seems to imply that is not true. That seems to imply that the Mishnah, right, you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to feed it to animals. That seems to be against our Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to quote that Mishnah. That's not like another Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chamesh V'Sovim T'chilas Sheish. Right, this is the structure we said at the beginning, right, a couple of minutes ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tolin Kol Chamesh V'Sovim T'chilas Sheish. So that seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara says, one second, V'Ela Mai Rabbi Meir Hi. Well, you're telling me that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? Hai Kol Shosh Mutter Lecho Machil. Wait, why does it say that any hour that it's mutter for you to eat, machil, you're allowed to feed other animals? Kol Shosh Ochel Machil. It should say that every hour that you're eating, you can feed to other animals, meaning, the question is, it seems to imply that there are two people here. Kol shashe mutter lechol machil. It seems to imply that there are two people talking about that we're talking about here. Let's see over here. Right, meaning where is the Rashi? Right, the first Rashi on the Gemara. Right, hashad the nakat lebe trei lishne mashma the asri gavrikoi a trei gavrikoi seems to imply that we're talking about two different people. Right, kol shashe ochel. If it's mutter for this guy to eat, machil, someone else can feed their animals. That seems to imply that there are two people here. If it was only talking about one person, it would have said, kol shasha ochel, anytime that you're eating, machil, you can feed it to other people, to your animals, rather. So, what's going on over here? It doesn't seem to imply like Rabbi Meir as well. So, Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, Masnis and Rabbi Gamliel. It's actually Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. That's not like we learned at the end of that Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Chulin. What's the split according to Rabbi Gamliel? That you can eat regular food, Nechal and Kol Arba, up through the fourth hour. Truma Kol Chamesh, that you can eat Truma through the fifth hour, and then Sorfim T'chilas Sheish, you can burn at the beginning of the sixth. That's already when it's Asur Ba'anah Midir Rabbanan. V'achi Gamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Shashem Mutar Lechal Koin B'Truma. Any time when the Kohen is still allowed to eat Truma, meaning through the fifth hour, Yisrael machil chulin labehema lechay laovos. Labehema. Yisrael is allowed to feed his animals. So Gemara says, okay, so you're allowed to feed the animals lechay laovos lamali, lemisni. Let's see, how do you read this? No, labehema lechay laovos. Fine. So period. Okay, and then the Gemara says, lamali lemisni behema, lamali lemisni chaya. Right, what do you need both types of animals, right? What's the difference if you can feed your cow or you can feed your cat? So the Gemara says, Tzricha, you need both of them, Di'itana behema, because if it will only send you're allowed to feed your behemos, your domesticated animals, Di'imishaya chazile, because if they leave any over, right, then you're going to see it, right? Your cows or, you know, your goats are in the backyard, in the field, whatever, you pour the food into the trough, and then when they're done, you kind of check in there and you see, oh, you know, cows are not taking hiding chametz with them. Avalchaya, but a cat or a weasel or something like that, because if those animals are prone to kind of hiding some away for the rest of the day, say, MLO, you might think that, no, you shouldn't feed those type of animals with chametz because they may just keep it with them. Then you won't know about it, etc., right? You won't be mevatalit. Right, again, you gave it to your animals, you're not being mevatalit, and now they hid it away, and you're going to be over in Balimar or Balimatse. V'itanechaya, and if you would have only said you're allowed to feed these non-domesticated animals, mishum di'imishaya mi'es mitzana. You might have thought that it's only mutter to give them the food, because right, if they leave over, so then they'll hide it, and you're not going to see it. Meaning, and then you just mevatel it in your head. Right? But sometimes with an animal, behema, meaning like a cow, Sometimes they'll leave it over, but v'lo masika dainte, but you won't think about it, right? You'll think, I just got rid of my chametz, I gave it to my cow. Yeah, well, he left half of it over, and it's still technically in your possession, it's still in your field, in your trough, right, for the animal to eat. And then, you'll be chayav b'ayra b'ayimatze, because that's not stuff you want to be a mevatel, you want it for the cow. You thought the cow was going to finish it. Right, it's sitting there in your trough. You imagine the cow will finish it tomorrow. That's a problem. Bar-yal b'ayimatze. So therefore, right, emalos. You might have thought that you're not. It's not mutter to do that. So therefore, tzricha. Therefore, you need to teach me both of them. They're still allowed to feed both animals. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, great. But ofos lamali. So what do you need to mention birds? So the Gemara says, you're right. I did the tana behima v'chaya tani nami ofos. Right, it just flows together. It kind of just goes with those groupings, and you know, we just threw it in there. But really, yeah, in echanami, there's no real. Practical halacha from that. Umochro the nachri, and you're also said the Mishnah. You're also allowed to sell it to a goy as long as you're allowed to eat it. Pshita, well, obviously, right? So if it's mutar ba'ana, it's mutar ba'ana. So the Gemara says lafuki mehay tana to exclude to come against this tana. The Tanya beishame omim lo yimkor adam chemso the nachri elam ken yodeh sheyichla kodim pesach. Beishame says fascinating. You're not allowed to sell your chametz to a goy unless you know that he's going to destroy it before Pesach or eat it completely before Pesach. Right? You need to, according to Beis Shammai, again, that's what Rashi says. She yavo a Pesach to kasavri. What is Beis Shammai's shita? Mitzvah alav levaro mina olam. Your mitzvah, the mitzvah is to destroy the chametz, not to get it out of your possession. It's to destroy the chametz from the world. Selling it to a goy, according to Beis Shammai, does not help unless he's going to definitely destroy it. Or definitely eat it or consume it, etc. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Shasha Mutar Lecho, Mutar Limkor. Anytime you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to eat, then you're allowed to sell. That's what we assume. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Omer, Kutach, Vachominit Kutach, and this is not related, but this is quoting the end of the Mishnah. This type of Kutach, which was some sort of dip, it was something that that stayed for a very, very long time. Some sort of milchic dip with like sourdough and like, you know, some sort of, it was definitely chametz. So also, Limkor, Shloshim Yom Kodom Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, holds like Beis Shammai. That you need to destroy the chametz. And he says that even this kutach, which will last a very long time, you can't even sell it 30 days before Pesach. In Bistama, there's going to be some left over. Beis Shammai would just disagree with that, right? Why is that a third sheet? Because Beis Shammai would say, no, before 30 days, it's not shayach. Hilchos Pesach is not shayach. Right? If you look at Rashi, that's when the chovas beer starts. Right? From right, we know that shloshim yom kodem lechag sholim v'darshim hilchos lechag. 30 days before Pesach, we start learning hilchos Pesach. And as Rashi says, right, Beis Shammai would disagree with this because he holds the whole concept of getting rid of chametz only starts from Purim. I guess you know you got to finish those hametashim. Either way, okay. So the Mishnah said it's also mutar behana. It's also mutar as long as you're eating it. It's mutar behana pshita, obviously. So tzricha shecharko kodem zmano. So you only need to teach me that if you burnt it before this man and still like exists in like charred form. So that's you need to tell me it's mutter to use. Kamash Malan Kidu Rava. And this teaches me that Rava is correct. Dama Rava, Charcho Kodem Zmano, Mutter Ba'ana, Afilu Lachar Zmano. If you burned it and charred it before this man, you're still allowed to eat it after this man has passed because it's viewed as if it's not chametz anymore. It's just burnt pieces of, I don't know, bread or whatever. It's not actually chametz. That's not chametz, and you've officially gotten rid of it. Okay. So now the flip side. Avur zmano asur ba'ana. So right after the time passes, so then it's asur ba'ana. Gemara says, well, pshita, yeah, obviously. So the tzricha the shows to rabbanan. So it's coming to teach us the in terms of the sixth hour, the midi rabbanan hour. That right, the addition. Midi rabbanan. It's also asur ba'ana. Damar Rav Gidol, Rav Chia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hamekadesh b'shei shows to lamala. If you're mekadesh a woman after 6 hours, afilu bechiti kundanisa, even if this kundanisa wheat, which you said is very hard, very difficult to turn it into chametz, even with an unlikely item that may turn to chametz, even though it might turn to chametz, ain choshen the kedushin, there still is no kedushin whatsoever, even though it's a, kind of a long shot that it'll turn to chametz, because after the 6 hour, chametz and wheat and types are totally usur b'hana. Even though that hour is midirabanan, we're going to be mevatel a potential kiddushin midaraisa because the items are usur Behana. Okay. V'lo yasik botana v'kirayim. You can't use it during the sixth hour and on to fuel your fires and your ovens, etc. So the Gemara says, pshita. Well, yeah, obviously, that's benefit. Sorry, guys. Struggling here with my voice a little bit. Anyway, lo tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda. You only need this for Rabbi Yehuda. Shita d'amar ein bir chametz al esreifa. Right? Because sakad aitach amina, you might have thought to say that since Rabbi Yehuda says the only thing you can do to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz is burn it, so hold the amar Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah of esreifa v'hadi d'kasarifle l'tzhenim minei. Right? You might have thought, okay, if my only option is to burn it, maybe at least let me benefit from that burning, right, and fuel my oven, stove, etc. Kamash balan, no, you can't even do that. Okay, fine. So that's the analysis of the Mishnah, at least for now. Now the Gemara says like this: Amar Chizkia, minayin lechametz bePesach she'aser behana. Right? Probably should ask that question a little bit earlier in the Masechta, but okay, not too bad. Sometimes we ask the basic questions all the way at the end. Here, all right. How do we know that chametz is aser behana on Pesach? I mean, we know we can't eat it, right? That's straight up in the Pasuk. But what about Eser Bahana? So, they also learn it from the Pasuk of eating, but it's written in a funny way. Lo yechel chametz. Right? Why doesn't it say lo yochel chametz? Right? Rashi says, midikarina lo yechel, mashma lo yehe bo heter hamevi lidei shum achila. From the fact that it doesn't say lo yochel, it says lo yechel, it shall not be eaten. That implies, says Rashi, that you should not have anything that's mutter to do with it that will in any way lead you to eating. Right? And if you look at it, and Rashi says, "Ustam hanaos lidei achila himbos," and most methods of hana of benefit leads to some sort of eating. Right? If at the very least you're selling it, so people, what do people do with most of their money? Again, the Rashi says, at least you'll buy something to eat with it. Right? Nothing that will lead you to eating, even if you're eating other things. Right? You're just selling it. Right? That will lead you to having more money to buy more food, and that's already going to lead you to eating. So, lo yechel chametz, lo yehe bo heter achila. Time of the Kasa Rachmana, lo yechel chametz. Right? The only reason that it's usher as because it said lo yechel chametz halo because of lo yechel havamina is rechila mashma isar na lo mashma. Right, you might have thought that it's only usher to eat if it had not said lo yechel. So therefore, the pasuk teaches us it's also usher behadna. Upliga the Rabbi Avo. This is against Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo kol makom shenamar lo yochal lo socha lo sochlu. Right, whenever it says those words echad isar achila ve'echad isar hana. Meaning, anytime it says one of those things, we assume it's usher ba'ana and usher be'achila as well. Meaning, the fact that we had to have an extra drusha lo yechel to teach me you're not allowed to derive benefit, Rabbi Avo says you would have known that anyway. If we would have just written lo yochal, you would have known that. Without the extra change in how we pronounce it. Right. Until the pasuk comes and specifies that it's only aser be'achila, right? The default is an iser hana and an iser achila, right? Unless the pasuk comes and says that it's only aser be'achila, like it does by nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shechting. The Tanya Gulon the Brisa Lo So Chulu Kol Nevela Lagera Shevish Arecha Tetnena Vachala Omachor LaNachri. Don't eat any nevela. You give it to the ger within your gates in your cities. And here it's not talking about a convert, right? A ger is obviously chayev in all the 613. And nevela can't eat a nevela. Here it's talking about a ger toshav, which is basically a goy that is living in Eretz Yisrael or whatever, and has accepted the shev mitzvah b'nei noach. So that's a ger in this context. Or you could sell it to a goy. So ainli ella leger b'nesina l'nachri b'mechira. The pasuk only says you're allowed to give it to a ger and sell it to a goy. What about leger b'mechira minayin? How do you know you can sell it to a ger toshav? It's talmud lomar leger shevish arecha t'tenana omachor l'nachri. Right. You can either do either or. B'nesina minayin. How do you know? Meaning either or. Meaning you have two options. Meaning you can either give it to him or you can sell it. B'nesina minayin. How do you know you can just give it to him? Basically, since the pasuk says the word "o," Right, so you could do either or to either person, right? Either you can sell it or you can give it, right, to either the ger toshav or the goy. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, no, devarim kichzavam. No, it's specific. Leger benesinu lenachi b'machira. You should give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a goy, but not vice versa. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda holding? Because if it would be like Rabbi Meir said, right? What is O Lamali? Rabbi Yehuda uses the O to teach me something different. He says the O, the extra O in the pasuk says Lamali Shmamina L'Dvarim Kichzavam, that it's specific. The O is coming to teach me that you have to specifically give it to a Ger Toshav or sell it to a goy. Rabbi Meir, O Lahakti Nisino Deger L'Mechira Denachri, that according to Rabbi Meir, the O in says that you should do, it's better, it's preferred to give it to a ger toshav as opposed to selling it to a goy. Right? A ger toshav lives in Eretz Yisrael, right? Except the shev mizpnei noach, better to give it to him than to sell to a goy. From Yehuda, halot tzorech kro. From Yehuda says, no, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that, because giving to the ger atam mitzuva lachayoso, so the pasuk says you have to take care of a ger toshav who lives in Eretz Yisrael and keeps shev mizpnei noach, so V'nachri yita matzuv v'lachio. So obviously, there's no mitzvah to make sure a nachri is taken care of. So letzorech kra svaruhu. Right. So it makes much more sense that you should give it to the ger toshav as opposed to selling it to the goy. But lamaisa, meaning over there, that's a case where the pasuk said specifically that you're not allowed to eat the food, but you are specifically allowed to derive benefits. So Rabbi Avo says that, I mean, that's Rabbi Avo's shita, that anytime it says you shouldn't eat lo sochlu, etc., that means it's an iser achila and an iser hana, right? Except for this case, because the Torah says specifically that you're allowed to derive benefit. That's against Chizkia, who said that lo yeachel, right? The extra, the change in the language over there teaches me that chametz is aser be'achila. Rabbi Avo says, no, you would have learned it straight up, you know, from the regular pasuk, because that is, the iser hana is implied with the iser achila. Okay, shkoyach kodesh rabosei. We'll go right there. Tomorrow, have a great week and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.